The key to this poll's results could be found in the 14% of people who said they were unsure of which candidate they support. The undecided vote was higher in the Hill poll than it was in a few other recent polls. David Benzian is senior research analyst for Hill Research Consultants. He thinks the high undecided could be because of how early each respondent was asked about their preference for governor. It was question number 3, to be exact.
We were able to capture people's opinions before they heard a lot of arguments for or against any one individual, or sort of got riled up being asked about taxes or the environment or any issue that might sort of stir their partisan feelings.
Benzian says all those undecided voters mean that while Perry has the edge, White has an opportunity. The poll was commissioned by Texas Watch, a political watchdog group, a group that hasn't exactly been friendly to Governor Perry over the years. So Texas Watch hired Hill Research in part because of that perceived bias. Almost all of Hill's political polling work is done with Republicans. That includes candidates and state and national party organizations. Although UT pollster Jim Henson says that's not the best way to measure a poll's accuracy.
For me, I mean, you can look at reputation of firms and you can look at this kind of partisan thing, but at the end of the day, what really counts is, you know, does the sample look good? Do the demographics look right?
Other than the governor's race, the Texas Watch poll also highlighted what the group feels is a need for legislation to help regulate home insurance rates. The poll showed the majority of all voters surveyed, Democrat, Republican, or other, in favor of tighter controls in the home insurance market. Reporting for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.